Aminat has been busy in the 5 years since her graduation from Westminster. She became an integral component in the election of the first democratic political party in her home country of the Maldives, an island nation located to the south of India. After the democratic election, she became a member of President Avan Nasim's cabinet, where she gained international attention for raising awareness of climate change, a pressing issue for the low-lying country.
We have a successful story of democracy in an Islamic country in the middle of Indian Ocean. We have a proven method of how to win it. I mean, against a dictatorship that was there for 30 years.
The Maldivian Democratic Party was ousted by a coup on February 7th, and Aminat has been active in the attempts to reinstate it since then.
Getting rid of a dictator might be successful, but getting rid of a dictatorship is a completely different thing.
She was invited back to the school to be a participant in the Global Leader in Residence program. Dr. Bob Hansen is the executive director of the Emerson Center at Westminster and says Aminat is planning to stay 6 days in the hopes that students can develop a deeper connection with her message.
Instead of inviting speakers to come in to do one talk and then they leave to go do another talk in another campus, we say, come and be in residence. Come and be part of our community for as many days as you can spend.
Aminat will be at the Westminster campus until March 22nd. She says she will face criminal charges when she returns to the Maldives due to an arrest during a political protest days before the coup in February. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.